time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio, as always on Friday morning, by my husband, the one and only Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning and hello.
And we talk about date night activities that you can see and do and enjoy if you want a romantic evening out and you're looking for ideas. You are not actually the one and only Brad Bednar.
I mean, there are several others. Occasionally, if you Google me, you'll find a football lad.
Right.
That is not me.
I think there's a wrestler at Nebraska named Aaron Keck, or at least there was like 8 years ago. I'm sure I hope he's graduated now.
He's lost his
eligibility one way or the other.
I definitely know there's one Aaron Keck out there who does not want to be associated with all the other Aaron Kecks.
He just didn't want his picture on the website. It's fine.
Oh, man, who wouldn't want their picture on chattelbro.com?
I don't know. Certainly not me. So what's going on?
I'm trying to come down from vacation high because we missed last week.
We missed last week. Was vacation only a week ago?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that weird?
It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, and yet it was only a scant 7 days ago.
That we were in Chicago.
We had this culmination of a lifelong dream that I recently discovered I had, which was to see The Devil Wears Prada.
The musical. The stage musical adaptation of Brad's favorite movie.
Yeah. And this is not what the show is about, but like, oh man, like, they need a ton
of
work.
It's what the show is about.
So, they need a ton of work. Like, I'm glad we saw it pre-Broadway because they can fix the stuff before it goes, like, mainstream. But we did a lot of other really cool stuff, kind of on a whim, like, in Chicago that were kind of the highlight of the trip.
For instance,
we found a place that I keep calling Thrill House, but was in fact called Flight Club.
Flight Club.
Flight Club.
Not everyone gets your obscure early Simpsons references.
Okay, listen,
there is a very small age range of people who get your like season 3 Simpsons references.
And for those of you who treat Fridays like me and you go into work late, you're enjoying the drive time right now because you get my Thrill House joke.
Thrill Ho.
Yeah, but we went to Flight Club, and it is upscale bar darts. It's $12 a person for 90 minutes of darts where they have cameras everywhere that can, like, do the score for you.
But not, like, nasty government surveillance cameras,
but fun surveillance cameras that facilitate your fun. Yeah,
yeah.
So that was great.
Not 1984 cameras, Brave New World cameras.
Yeah,
it's different.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
The good cameras. Not the double plus good cameras.
That make you like complacent, right?
But we did that. Like we showed up at noon. We had drinks. We played darts. It was great. The best part of this was we got home and discovered that they recorded videos of whoever won, like, their dart throw. So they take a video of you throwing your dart. Like, they show you where it hit on the board.
Which they show you when you're playing. Yeah. They do this, like, slow motion replay.
Yeah.
And then they emailed you the videos.
And then I got an email that said, here's a, bit of unexpected joy. And it was every game that Aaron and I played, which was, like, 20 games, like, in that 90-minute block. Every victory throw we had.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what I need in my life? More unexpected joy.
So where in this area can you go on a date to get some unexpected joy?
Yeah. I'm gonna softball throw to start.
All right.
Last night, you and I met up at the Casual Pint because, one, you had a tour that you were taking, and two, I said, hey, let's, like, meet for dinner and hang out.
Yeah. Thanks to the folks at Next Chapel Hill Carver for doing a walking tour of Blue Hill. It was really cool.
And there's your plug for Blue Hill. But we met there, and because I was sitting there for 30 minutes, my moment of unexpected joy that happens, I think, every time we go to Casual Pint.
Or anywhere, really.
But mainly Casual Pint here in Chapel Hill is, like sitting at the bar and like making a new friend.
Brad's a talker, you see.
I'm kind of a talker.
He's kind of a talker. You would think that I'm the talker because I'm the one who makes a living talking into a microphone, but for realsies, Brad's the talker. So when we go out, Brad like immediately turns to the person next to him and strikes up a conversation. He's that guy, and then he makes friends.
Oh, totes for sure.
Yeah.
I do. But yeah, like we met a nice guy. His name's Brandon. Hello, Brandon, if you're listening. But every time we're there, like we make a new best friend. Also, there's a guy who lives in that building that I think owes us a couple beers.
Oh, I remember that guy.
He promised that he was there every night.
And we've never seen him since.
And we never saw him again because he probably moved. So if you want like a date where you're going to have like unexpected joy, have a nice social night at Casual Pint because the people there are always great and interesting. I think we talked for like an hour and a half.
Right. Well, Casual Pint is fine. Like, that's a really good place to go. Like, just in general, though, this is kind of an unexpected choice because when people go out to eat, the default setting is to make a reservation and get a table or go to the restaurant and try to sit down at the table or a booth and eat. There's always a bar right there. It's always first come, first serve.
Right.
Sometimes it's full, but oftentimes it's not. And you can strike up the best conversations there.
Yeah.
And it's actually the best place in the house to sit and eat. And it's also the most casual, the most chill, the most fun, the least like stuffy upscale. That's the place to go for the unexpected joy if you're going to a restaurant.
Yeah. Also, unexpected shout out to my friend Andrew over at the Hawkers in University Place because he's great people. And it's also an unexpected joy every time we see him.
Another place to go for unexpected joy. So I will preface this really briefly by saying that last year, not even a year and a half ago now, if you could think back that far to when we got our first vaccines, which was actually not that terribly long ago, when it was still difficult to come by and there was demand for it that outstripped supply and there wasn't like a whole bunch of supply and people were complaining because no one wanted the vaccine anymore. Back then, we got our vaccines and then we went on separate vacations because you were like, I'm going solo to Vegas. And I was like, fine, I'm going solo to Disney World. My strategy at Disney World when I was there solo was to zig when everyone else zagged.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around. It's like, I'm not beholden to anyone. I can do whatever. I'm just going to explore the little cubbies, like the little nooks and crannies and just like sidewalks and like little things over here that you wouldn't ordinarily think to go to. And I had a really good time doing that. And you discover a whole bunch of really good places. Moving up to the Triangle, do that exact same thing on campus. Like, go and do a nice walk around campus. Like, Ava Pukach has a story today about that shrine outside Davie Hall, which is really, really cool. It's a great story and worth checking out. But there's so many great places around campus that are like that. So just take a nice romantic walk on campus. It's still summertime for another couple of weeks. The students are away. It's not super busy. You'll have mostly campus to yourself and like zig into places you wouldn't ordinarily think to zig to and look at the plaques and look at the little markers and read and explore and find little cubbies because the shrine at Davie Hall is really, really cool. But there's a whole bunch of other little tiny things like that that are also really cool on campus and you can find a nice romantic evening that way.
Yeah, the fun fact about me, and I think we've talked about this over the many, many months of date night, is that I have a great BS tour of Chapel Hill's campus, which
is... just make stuff up when you're walking around.
No,
this is the place where President Taft threw out the first pitch at a cricket match.
Okay, one is called Polk Place now for a very interesting story. But number two, like a lot of those things are actually true. My gift to everyone here is... if you're on campus near the old well, like across where Bynum is, where the cashier's office is, there's the pink theater building that has the Greek columns, but the top is corn, which is a nod to agricultural history in North Carolina. And if you love someone, you can take them on a date and throw that fact in and then make everything else up, and you have a degree of authenticity.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.